We're continuing with the Songs of Ascent. And this psalm meditation will be on Psalm 122. Listen as I read it. A Song of Ascent of David. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. These songs of ascent, as you remember, were sung in connection with going up to Jerusalem to worship God. The psalm identifies David as the author of the psalm. And then in verse 4, when it speaks of going up to not only Jerusalem, but as it says here, going up to the testimony, the psalmist is referring to the Ark of the Covenant as being in Jerusalem. That helps us understand some of the setting. You might remember that David commemorated bringing the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem with great praise and with large celebrations. It's possible that he wrote this psalm especially to commemorate it. At the very least, David sings of his joy to come to the house of the Lord to worship him there. If you look at verses 1 and 2, David describes that joy, the joy of coming together with fellow believers to go into the house of the Lord and there to worship and to call upon his name. That joy spills over not just to the temple but to all of the city of Jerusalem and everything that it represented. You can see that in verses 3 through 5. It was David's capital city. It was built as a stronghold against war, and David calls it compactly built or fortified to defend against enemies. It was also the seat of government. It was the place where the judges would sit to render judgment and justice to the people. But most importantly, there in Jerusalem, the tribes went up to worship God. David uses two significant phrases in verse 4 to help you understand the importance of that. The first one I called your attention to already, that they went up to the testimony of Israel. The testimony refers to the two tables of the Ten Commandments that were stored in the Ark of the Covenant. God made that covenant with the children of Israel at Mount Sinai, and he gave the Ten Commandments to them as a sign of that covenant. They were stored in the Ark, and that was called the testimony. The Ark was then a focal point for the Old Testament worship because it represented God's presence among his people. God was there and covenanted with them, and they gathered there to worship him. David also describes worship as giving thanks to the name of the Lord. God always has attached deep significance to his name. He commanded that it not be taken in vain. And he declares his name in the midst of his people, in the midst of worship. He says that it's in Jerusalem that he decides and is determined to declare his name. The faithfulness to his covenant promises, then, that David marks as being part of worship. Worship revolves around those two things, gathering into the presence of the Lord and declaring his name. By grace, our worship is just the same. We do not have the Ark of the Covenant. We have something better. We have Jesus, the high priest of the covenant, who has fulfilled all of God's promises. We have God himself dwelling in our midst, so that we gather together in the name of Jesus Christ, in the very presence of the Lord. And Jesus, as our high priest, has come to take us into the Holy of Holies, and not the Holy of Holies on earth, that was a shadowy representation, but the real heavenly Holy of Holies. That's where Jesus takes you in worship. That's where we are now by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are gathered into the presence of the Lord, and we are called to remember His promises. Given how precious worship is, is it any wonder then that David calls on God's people to pray for the peace of Jerusalem? And David pronounces a blessing on her and all of her people. You need to understand that this psalm is not teaching an abiding significance to a mere city, a dwelling of men. The city was blessed because God was in its midst. The city was blessed because the temple was there, and because the Lord and His worship were practiced there. David's prayer then is for the protection and promotion of worship. And that's a good prayer for us as we meditate on this psalm throughout the month. There are two aspects that you can take from this. One is a joy in worship. Joy to come together as the people of God and know that Jesus is our Redeemer. When your parents say to you, "Let's go to church," that should be a sign of joy. And you should say, "I can't wait to go to church, because there we meet with God." But it also should prompt us to protect worship. Protect it by making decisions to guard it in your desires. Build it up in your heart and in the hearts of your family to make it a special high point of the week. Protect it in the decisions that you make, even decisions about how you spend your time, so that you're ready to go to work, to worship, ready to spend time there and devote energy and joy and love in the practice that you love. So pray for the peace of the church. Pray for it locally. Pray for it worldwide, so that the worship of God might prosper. Today and next week and in the days that follow, when you hear someone say, "Let's go to church," I hope you say, "Yes, I can't wait. Let's go and worship God." Let's worship Him by singing Psalm 122. I've chosen a tune that is less familiar to us so that we might learn it. It says it's an American folk song. It has a minor tone to it, so if you sing it slowly, it can be kind of mournful. If you keep the pace up, it has a more joyful sound, which is fitting in this psalm in which we speak of our joy to worship God. So sing Psalm 122b. Please stand to praise God.